This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, there's another philosophical question I would like to put in front of you. Many people have this question. How can someone who sinned for just a few years in this life get hell forever? Right? Because the crime was just small time period, and the punishment is endless time period. The crime, you're comparing alam al-khalq to alam al-amr. The crime was actually against alam al-amr. So the punishment is from alam al-amr. The crime was about this, the ruh inside of you that traveled through the heavens to come into you. The crime was against the revelation that traveled from the heavens that is beyond time. So you committed a crime that is timeless in its value, in its seriousness. So its response is also timeless in its seriousness. The problem with this kind of logic, Muslims get trapped in this kind of thinking also, is because we think of the world more in alam al-khalq and less in alam al-amr. And so we start seeing unfairness and injustice, the philosophical problem of eternal hell. It's not an eternal problem. It's not that problem. How come nobody has a problem, but when you say subhanallah and when you say alhamdulillah, it's more valuable than the world and everything in it? Or two raka'at fajr are more valuable than everything in the world. Nobody has a problem with that. Why? Because they know, they realize these are the rewards of alam al-amr. Because these are acts. Khafifatan ala al-lisan. So easy to say subhanallah and alhamdulillah. So easy on the, but thaqilatani fil mizan. Very heavy on the scale. Well, if it works one way, it also works the other way. You understand? This is the relationship we have. And this is the same way when you're talking about somebody and you're saying bad things about them. Allah says, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا. You think it's something light. It just came out of your mouth. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. And with Allah, it is huge. With Allah, it is huge. Meaning in the unseen world, this is a massive crime. Think about another one. The Christians say God has a son. Every time they say God has a son, Allah says, the skies, all seven skies are about to tear open every time they say it. All seven of them. So, because they're just saying it. They don't think anything of it. They just make a TikTok video and post it. And yet, there are legions of angels across seven heavens that are shaking because somebody said again that God has a son. Can you imagine? Right? So, because we are now not tuned into the unseen world, we are developing these questions that are more clearly indicating that we're so focused on the seen world. And we even want to think about Jannah and Nar in the same way that we think of the seen world. That's where these problems are coming from. Anyway, so now, there's a couple, I already told you about these. The second one, inna a'tadna ithbat ala ghayr al-fa'il. This is an important thing in this ayah. So when you say a'tadna, it means we prepared. We prepared. But if you say inna a'tadna, it means we are the ones who have prepared, not anyone else. This is the Quran's way of doing ithbat ala ghayr al-fa'il, which means Allah is saying, don't worry about it. You don't have to deal with them. That's on me. The kafirin will do what they will do. They will say what they will say. And you don't have to say, how come Allah is not getting them? How come Allah is letting them get away with it? How come they're doing this? How come they're... Relax. Breathe. We're the ones that have prepared something. It fits. So nobody got away. Nobody escaped. So you don't have to get all worked up about how the kuffar are getting away with everything. This is yet another trick of shaitan that people that become obsessed with this world and don't no longer remain fully conscious of the next world or the unseen world, lose sight of. These guys are running, committing all kinds of crimes, and Allah is showing us they're running right into a pit. And you're like, how come Allah is letting them run? Because there's a pit. But they're running so happily. Why aren't they running sadly? Because there's a pit. Let them run. This is not your problem. This is just that inna in the beginning, it removes my frustration with what they're doing. You have to do what you have to do. You don't have to worry about them. If you were to do the punishment fits the crime discussion. And that's because every time Allah mentions a punishment, in the context, it has to fit the crime. The punishment here seems to be a few things. Thirst, which means deprivation. And it also seems to be very close to the description of a prison. Why? Because chains and collars are very much about prison and restriction. The third ayah said, you have a choice.
Sign up for Bayana TV today and watch this deeper look of Surah Al-Insan, plus many existing surahs and future surahs to come.